talking about trialling things. And, you know, I was saying I'm standing in the middle of a room of 500 people in Darling Harbour hosting a radio show about the launch of the AFL season. It wasn't on the bingo card, Andrew. Like, this is new, but it is exciting. It's something different.
Yeah, it is good. It's like it came out of our discussions with our New South Wales and Queensland clubs and also the venues up here. But, it was a small idea. And you look around tonight and the season launch in Sydney's fantastic. And yep. Four big games this weekend.
So, Richo was just making the point, and I wasn't exactly sure. The four games sound like they're close to sellouts, if not already.
I think we've got three sold out, and maybe there's a few tickets left for the Gold Coast-Richmond game, but we'll have over 100,000 people attend our games. We'll have...
Were you expecting that sort of response, or were you sort of umming and ahhing?
Look, we were hoping, but what we were hoping that it would just bring interest in the game earlier, and we've seen that. And also, pleasingly, both... our New South Wales and Queensland clubs are all seeing double-digit growth in their memberships year on year, so that's really exciting for us as well.
Can I just ask you quickly about the new concussion protocols announced today? Because it is a significant step for the game.
Yeah, it's really important for us at the AFL to look after the health and welfare and safety of our players. We've got to follow the best advice we get from the doctors. Institute of Sport is really important for us. So we've got that statement, we've assessed that, and we've made those changes to our protocols at community and junior level. And it could really go
into senior level, do you think?
We've got to be guided by what the doctors say is best.
Right.
The Institute of Sport are saying elite level sport, you can deal differently because of the high level care that those players get. But for us, it's all about education and awareness.
Richo, any for Andrew before he goes?
Yeah, Andrew, I know you're really focused on the development of the game in New South Wales moving forward with your new role as CEO. What sort of boxes do you want to see sort of ticked over this opening round for it to continue next year and go ahead again in Sydney and Brisbane?
Well, Richard, I think what we're anticipating with the crowds is a really good indicator. I think we'll see some really good ratings over the weekend. Pleasingly also, the interest in round one back in Melbourne, South Australia and Western Australia looks like it's as high as it's ever been. So at the moment, we're ticking all the boxes, Richard, and for us, it'll then just be about access to the venues early like we have got this year.
Yeah, Andrew, I was down in Tassie last week at the Launceston Cup, and obviously...
Here comes the Tassie question. Yeah, you were coming from Richo.
Did you back a winner, Richo?
I actually did. I don't bet a lot, but I've got a few winners. But the big ticket item is obviously the AFL team and the stadium down. There's an election happening very soon in Tassie. Are you still really confident that this stadium will get built?
Look, we're really excited about the Tassie team. The Tassie team have got a big announcement Monday the 18th, where they'll unveil their nickname and their colours, and starting up a membership campaign. So we're really excited about the Tassie team. We've got the Tassie team, we need to get that stadium. It needs to be with a roof, with 23,000 people at Macquarie Point, because that's really important for the business case behind the team, and I'm confident we'll see that.
He's the busiest man in the room, so we're going to let him go. Andrew, really appreciate your time.
No worries, Sam. See you, Richard.